Welcome back to Focus. I'm Scott Cameron. The deadline to sign up under the Affordable Care Act is Monday. It's a bit more complicated for some. We'll get to that in a moment. We heard this morning on Morning Edition that nationally the government hit its revised goal of 6 million people signed up nationwide, but the results from individual states varied a bit. If you have questions about the insurance marketplace here in Illinois, give us a call, 800-222-9455, or drop us an email, will-talk@illinois.edu. There's also a conversation going on Twitter at Focus580. Brian Gorman serves as Director of Outreach for Get Covered Illinois. He joins us now on the phone from Chicago. Brian, welcome to Focus. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we heard the federal numbers. What was Illinois' goal for signups, and did we get there?
So obviously the numbers that we have are through the first 5 months of an enrollment, and we are right on track. The federal goal for marketplace enrolling is 143,000, and I think when we get the total numbers and the state-by-state breakdown, we're extremely confident that the work that we've done in connecting with consumers will reach that goal and most likely exceed that. But I also really want to highlight that we also have more than 200,000 newly eligible populations who have enrolled in Medicaid as well. So all told, we've been able to cover more than 300,000 Illinois residents through the opportunities provided in the ACA.
Okay, so you said the goal was about 140,000.
That is correct for year one. Correct.
Okay. All right. And going back to what I mentioned, the federal government modified the deadline a bit this week, and it can be confusing because people see different headlines in different places. Can you explain what changed and what didn't?
Sure. So fundamentally, the enrollment deadline remains 10:59 Central Time on Monday, March 31st. However, consumers who try to enroll in health coverage during this period but cannot complete the process by March 31st will have a limited amount of additional time to finish the marketplace application. So those folks who attempted to apply through healthcare.gov, the call centers, abe.illinois.gov, our Medicaid page, and can't complete it through a problem through no fault of their own will be given additional grace period. But fundamentally, the enrollment period does end on March 31st, but we're giving some folks who are having some issues, technical or otherwise, some time to enroll, and they'll be required to attest that they were, quote-unquote, in line to enroll.
Okay. You mentioned some of the issues around sign-up, and oftentimes people wait for the last minute. I mean, it's human nature in many cases. Knowing that going into this is likely to be a bit of a backlog, knowing some of the problems that we faced at the beginning of the sign-up process, did you expect there might be a pushback? They might extend things a little more clearly to give people more time?
No, we were always operating, at least here in Illinois, under the premise that March 31st was, in fact, a hard deadline. And so the challenges and barriers that we had through October and November were just some things that we had to overcome in order to reach our goals. I mean, obviously, getting people the coverage that they need is vitally important, obviously, to their health and wellness, and but the financial security as well. So really, we didn't give ourselves any space to not reach that 143,000 goal, and we're really excited and about the work that we're doing. I think secondly, one of the things that we were really proud of here in Illinois was that, you know, while there were technical issues with healthcare.gov, we had always been building this on-the-ground apparatus through our navigator programs all over the state. So when the technical issues had worked themselves out, and obviously they did in December, we were going to be in a strong position to provide free navigator support to help people understand what their options were, to educate them publicly, and then when the time for selection came, we're able to facilitate that. And so as this big push and people are starting to be made more aware of the deadline, no matter where they live in Illinois, that there is a local navigator group that can help them work them through the process, and it's proven invaluable. So that's not anything that you can just create overnight. We've been building this for a long time.
And you mentioned some of the efforts going on. The state had recently put ads in The Onion and some other places specifically targeting young people, which we've heard time and again are key to this whole system working. What were the results from those efforts?
I mean, the results from connecting with The Onion and BuzzFeed and some of our more humorous videos has really been quite amazing. I mean, we can actually track, if we're going through a website, we can figure out where the hit to our getcoveredillinois.gov website comes from. And so we saw an immediate spike in connections from people that actually viewed the content on The Onion and then took that next step to go to getcoveredillinois.gov, which is where, that the first step that folks need to take. You know, we always believed that we needed to meet young people, these quote-unquote young invincibles, where they are. And the traditional forms of advertising, radio and television, cable, remain effective, but to reach an uneducated, and I say uneducated in the framework of the ACA, to reach them, we needed to meet them where they are. So on their mobile phones, on their computers, engaging stakeholders, doing outreach events and local breweries and concerts and that kind of stuff. So we really we're trying to be as creative as possible, and I think that we're starting to see the results of that work. You're also right that you know, we always knew that they were going to be the last to enroll. I mean, those folks that really needed coverage by January 1, we didn't have to do a whole lot of outreach to connect with them. But it's the young folks who may not be aware of the options that are available to them that was going to require some extra work.
So where does that stand now? I mean, what is the percentage of young people who have signed up?
You know, we don't have an exact breakdown. I think it is consistent with what we're seeing nationally, which is around the 30% of those who have enrolled in Marketplace plans have enrolled, and we're going to see that number, we believe, kick up to where it needs to be. I think one of the inaccuracies on understanding this young population has been the term young invincibles, or people who feel like they don't need coverage. And what we found time and time again is that young people did not think that they were invincible. They really did want to have health care. But the largest barrier to them getting coverage was, one, employer-based coverage, but two is the notion of affordability. People didn't think they could afford their plan. So as we engage these folks through creative means and through humor and The Onion, we've always brought it back to, look, there may be a break for you in the form of premium tax credits to offset the cost of your premiums, or help you with cost-sharing reductions with your copay and your deductible. So there's always been that angle, is that we wanted to make sure that look, this is something that you must do, but don't worry that there may be a break for you if you qualify.
Yeah, that's a wise financial decision, kind of an argument, too. Do you have any indication at this point of whether those signing up are people who previously had no insurance or are moving over from other plans or parents' plans, things like that?
We don't. I mean, obviously, because we're going through healthcare.gov, we're working through our federal partners. But we do. We always expected people to move from probably more expensive, lesser quality plans to marketplace plans that actually have cost sharing reductions. We expected that. As you know, we gave the insurance carriers the option of renewing plans for this first year. So some people have kept. So we always knew that there would be a migration from lesser quality plans without cost sharing subsidies to the marketplace plans, which contain those 10 essential health benefits like ambulatory and hospitalization, prescription drugs, mental health, but also the benefits that when you shop on the marketplace, you'll get that cost sharing reduction and may be eligible for the premium tax credits.
So the deadline remains Monday, with a little bit of flexibility if you start and make a good faith effort to begin the process. What are the plans for Get Covered Illinois to get the word out here in the next couple of days?
So we are really going to be open pretty much around the clock. All across the state, we're going to be having midnight enrollment opportunities starting Saturday, Sunday, Monday. All of our navigators are open for business. I know that the Douglas County Health Department, Macon County Health Department, Edgar County Health Department, these are all Coles County. They're going to be open this weekend to assist people that need help. But really, we want to avail our navigators to connect with consumers wherever they may be. So those that still need to sign up, you can't wait. The hour is clicking, ticking. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov. You can enter your zip code and find a navigator in your community. It's free of charge. They're certified. They're trained. And the time for delay has really come and gone.
Well, as you said, hopefully they're clicking as the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
Brian Gorman, Services Director of Outreach for Get Covered Illinois. He joined us on the phone from Chicago today. Brian, thanks for your time. It sounds like you've got a busy weekend ahead here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Today's program was produced by Lindsay Moon. Jason Croft, our technical director. Focus's intern is Ryan Weber. We'll be back next Friday with Focus. Tell Me More airs Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. You can send us feedback on the show anytime. Email focus@illinois.edu or on Twitter at Focus580. I'm Scott Cameron. Thanks for joining us today. This is Focus on Illinois Public Media.